Hello, amigos. My name's Dylan. We're the Cunning Buffoons Podcast.
The Cum Phones?
I
Cunning
don't
Buffoons
know.
Podcast. We are not the Cum Phones.
And we are not the podcast. This is the Cunning Buffoons
No,
Podcast.
we are the.
We are the
We
podcast. I'm
are the pod.
Andrew, and this is the Cunning Buffoons. The podcast.
Yep.
What? Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm Michael Marleone.
Did I butcher that?
Yes.
Corleone.
Oh, Corleone.
Good gracious.
We went over that.
You're gonna get a
twice,
wake up with a horse head in your bed.
Michael Corleone.
Holy
Which that
smokes.
is, I'm pretty sure it was the Godfather movies. But there's a scene where the guy wakes up with a horse head in his bed. And like the genuine reaction of terror from that person is real because they were supposed to use a prop, but the guys run like down the road to like a slaughter factory and got a real horse head
I
and
can't
put it in
remember.
the bed. And it was like, oops. So,
I want to try a horse at least once.
horse tastes just like beef. It's leaner. I mean, you never went to public school, did you? Oh, then you've probably had a horse if you had their burgers.
That's
That
why
was
they were
in
good.
Britain. That was not in the US. I'm sure it
In the
was in the
U
US,
look
but
up
it was.
when they quit serving horse meat in schools in the US. Officially.
Why still serving?
Malachi's all like, let's do this podcast. And he picks his phone up. Like, boom, 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 boom. Do y'all remember the thong song?
So this is Christmas.
Thong, 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 thong.
Please stop.
What have you
Don't know
done?
what you're talking about.
Horse meat was never a common staple in U.S. school lunches, but its legal status in the U.S. became restricted around 2007 when federal funding for horse meat inspections ended, effectively halting domestic slaughter for human consumption. However, the bigger horse meat scandal in the U.K. in 2013 revealed horse DNA in beef products,
Okay, now
including school
it
meals.
said it was never a consistent thing, right?
It's a common staple.
Common staple, which means it wasn't a every school ate horse meat every day. In 2007 is when they quit doing USDA inspections. And that's also when the horse market completely fell out the bottom end and you couldn't sell a horse for nothing. And it's the same way it is nowadays. The reason you see people giving horses away and stuff is because you can't send them to slaughter when they get old enough anymore. They get too old, basically. Like, they ruined the market by saying you can't eat them because they're horses and they're smart. Cows are smart. I'd eat them.
We do eat them.
Exactly. And cows are just as cute and lovable as horses.
Nobody's riding a cow. I'm just saying.
I mean,
Look
people
up,
do it all the time.
hey, look up a thing called rodeo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, look, they're not
I think
getting
it made them
anywhere
popular to
on
ride a cow.
They're not getting anywhere. There's not.
So what?
So
this is when Allie would usually say
all
chicken
right,
butt.
so that's entertainment. But is there a genuine use for
Probably.
riding a cow?
Probably. I
For
mean,
riding
they probably
a cow?
have more stamina.
Yeah, they used to use them for all types of stuff.
Organ
They
drill.
They rode them somewhere.
Okay, think about how useful a horse is now.
For
Do
sure.
you actually need a horse to survive? No.
No.
They're ornaments. They're stupidity. They are worth nothing but looking at and being fancy. When we could at least eat the suckers, you could throw away the trash horses and eat them.
Okay.
You know how big of a hole it takes to bury a horse?
Yes.
A big daggum hole.
Hey, cows taste pretty good, so that only has to mean horses taste even better.
Dude, I'm telling you, they taste just like beef. They're just a lot leaner. I've had horse. And like, it's not like I've had horse like I found out horse was in the school lunches. No, like I've had horse because I had friends that their horse broke a leg, and they were poor. And so they didn't waste no meat whatsoever. And I was sitting there eating a big old horse steak, and I had horse hamburgers, and like they were all good.
You want to buy a horse, raise it, and then eat it?
I mean, the closer you are with the animal, the funner it is to eat.
That's what I'm saying. We like, wait
when
till
did
it gets
funner
older.
Become a word?
When Tasia broke her toe with that turkey, she loved when I roasted that turkey. She enjoyed every minute of eating that turkey.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Got
Have
what's
you,
coming to it.
Malachi, I told you about that. The turkey she dropped on her toe, she shattered the whole end of it.
You're talking about? For sure.
He did.
She done messed herself up. Is Kiri going to bring my water out here?
$10 says she forgot it.
Okay. I don't have $10, so no.
You want to take that bet?
Okay. No. No, I do not.
Why?
Because she'll win it.
I was just wanting 10 bucks. Okay.
I'll just give you $10. Yeah?
What is the best cheap, reliable vehicle of all time?
Hey, Malachi.
Toyota Corolla.
I happened to look it up. No, Dr. Pepper is not being discontinued.
Yeah, I told you I didn't
they
think it was
actually.
They are
changing the distributions, though, especially in fountain drinks.
Aren't they switching up? I've been seeing a lot of glass bottles here lately, and that's where they were, like, discontinued.
So y'all thought Dr. Pepper was being discontinued?
No, I thought they were trying to, they're trying to make Mr. Pibb bigger. Is what they're trying to do. They're trying to switch it out is what I think they're doing.
They're putting Mr. Pibb in Coke fountain drink.
They're putting it in Coke fountains. You couldn't find it in stores, but it's now there. Our favorite gas station on the corner, guess how much a bottle of Dr. Pepper is there now? $1. Have you ever seen a bottle of Dr. Pepper for $1 in the last 20 years?
So are they just having a sale or are they trying to thin them out?
I think they're trying to thin them out. I mean, why would they put them for $1? It's crazy.
I don't. Because they're like, we got to get rid of these freaking Dr. Peppers because they're nasty.
Blasphemy.
Dude, that's the nastiest drink. Mr. Pibb's just
You're the
bad.
Nastiest drink.
Have you ever drank me?
I want to say yes, but at the same time, I want to make it.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, Google says the most reliable, cheapest cars are models like the Toyota Corolla, Honda Civic, and Hyundai Elantra.
Mm-hmm. All your little ricer cars. That's like the, you know, Ford Ranger, Nissan. It was just a D21 pickup, but now they're the Frontiers, right? And then you got the B1000s that are just Ford Rangers with a Mazda emblem on them. And you got the little Toyota pickup trucks. Like, all of those are great vehicles.
And the Nissan Versa is noted as America's cheapest new car.
Hero drove
while
that car.
While the Kia Soul / Forte and Subaru Impreza are
Prius?
Great budget-friendly alternatives.
Why do you want a Prius?
57 miles to the gallon.
Yeah. But they're so tiny.
But they're comfortable, like, though. Have you sat in one?
Yes, I've driven a Prius a lot. They're just not.
They're comfortable.
And they get good gas. It'd be like driving a Geo Metro to me.
I don't know who that is.
You don't drive people. You ride them.
You don't know me.
There you go. That's a Geo Metro.
I would drive that sucker. I trust the crap out of any beater.
I knew a guy that cut the frame on one of those and put a 454 big block in it and would take it to, like, races.
I really want a cool old car.
Because it was, I mean, the car weighed less than the engine.
If I could sell the white truck without them getting mad at me.
Who's them? I don't know. The guy who has to drive it to work right now? I might get mad at you.
I just want an old car. An old car.
There is a VIN-matching 1980 turbo Trans Am right there.
I want
there.
An engine in it already. And a transmission. That crap's hard to work on. I don't want that. That's too hard for me.
Well, what type of old car do you want?
Mazda RX-7.
And that's not going to be hard to work on.
I'll take any really old car.
How old is really old to you, son?
90s and under. You guys are old.
90s. I mean, I guess 35. Is it 35 years for a classic on a car? Mama?
35 is classic, yeah.
And was it, 20 for a bike, for a motorcycle?
My bike's like way over classic. I made an 80.
That's not what I wanted to do. That bike over there is a classic 100%.
Okay. Google says 20 to 25 years old.
For a car?
That's what it says.
Well, they're making some junky cars nowadays.
Well, it says generally considered a classic if it's 20 to 25 years old, but the exact age varies by organization, with some defining it as 25 plus years, while specific clubs like the CCCA focus on 1915 to 1948.
That's not a classic. That's geriatric. That car should have been buried somewhere a long time ago.
No, I don't
know. It says states also offer different age brackets for registration.
Like an old muscle car.
Wah, 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 wah. You know? There's one right there.
I don't have the money for a transmission and engine.
A 300 inline six with a transmission costs us about $600.
I don't have that money.
We'll have to do some fab work to get it in, but it'll be a hell of a lot stouter than what's in it. Now, I found the matching engine for that car on Facebook. I got it saved. If he hasn't sold it, it's $300 for a running turbo. I think it's a 289 that come in that one. I can't remember really. But it only had like a couple hundred horsepower. It's like a fancy turbo car with a couple hundred horsepower. It's like the big block from the years before had twice as much.
I mean, I'll fix up that car. Can it be mine?
Talk to Tess. I don't care. If you put the time and energy into it, do it. Help me get the Crown Vic finished. We pull it out. We pull that sucker in.
I can work out.
Find somebody. Give me $3,500 for the truck right now. As it sits, it needs two injectors.
35.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
15,000.
Yeah.
All right. Get it. You get 15 out of it. I'll split it with you.
Sound like a challenge.
It is. I wouldn't mind $7,500.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking. I don't think it'll go for 15. That's the thing. But I'm saying if I listed it, I wouldn't list it for what I wanted for it.
You get anything above 10 out of it, we'll split it with you. Seriously, put the sun gun on there. I'm tired of looking at it. I'm not going to have $600 or $700 for injectors. I'm tired of broke vehicles sitting around. Like, I'm going to make the Crown Vic my work car. I'm going to put a daggum hitch on it and everything where I can just pull trailers with it, and I won't need a truck. He's like, oh, snap. Got to get rid of this car now. So what about you, Dylan? What's going on this week? How many OSHA violations?
We're not going to talk about it. I might get fired.
Nobody watches the podcast. How are you going to get fired? That's 20 true. Years from now, when somebody you used to work with runs up on it, they're going to be like, oh, I was there that day. That's why I only have one hand.
And no one's lost a limb yet.
Not yet. We had a dude. We had his leg hung out of the tow motor. Do y'all have stand-up tow motors there? Okay, they had stand-up at the place I was at, a lot of them. And because they were worried about people getting injured, right, they put doors on the back of them. So you had to move this stupid A door out of the way to get in and out. Well, dude's sitting there with his knee hanging outside and that door propped up against it. And the guy's pushing a big line of pallets and doesn't know he's up there. And he crushes his leg and damn near cuts it off. Like, and they were like, the doors are supposed to be safer.
Who came up with that name?
What?
Tow motor.
Well, it tows stuff around.
And it has a motor.
Tow motor. That's what I think of.
Well, who came up with the name Tommy Tow Tomatoes?
Who came up with the name Malachi?
Somebody ate Tommy's toe.
Didn't like, look like Tommy's toe. That's like when you see like a 2 liter.
That's why it's in the Bible. Stupid idiot.
Let's talk about your name.
Tommy's toes?
No. Yes, who came up with Malachi?
Tommy's toes is not in the Bible.
Are you sure?
The name Malachi was come up with.
Messenger of God.
Just because you're a messenger of God doesn't mean you have a good message, though. The message.
Now you
could
got me
be.
Thinking about driving that Trans Am. I gotta get on there. That'd be a sick car to drive around.
You'll have to send Tessie the link to this episode and be like, just listen, we have plans for my car.
I mean, honestly, she can buy it off me.
With what money?
Exactly. What's she going to do, sue me?
With what lawyer?
Exactly. Not like she would ever put any manual labor into it.
She would if she was still here. What? What you could probably do is really get about 12 out of that car as it sits.
And then get what?
Then buy you something that's already running.
Someone will pay 12 for that?
Look up how many 1980 Turbo Trans Ams were made.
It's going to be some number like 2,000, but 2,000 is a lot.
Hang on.
Yeah, cool your jets, bro.
Yeah.
My jets are cool, bro.
How come you have cool jets? That's why they don't fly.
Can you turn this up? Why is it so damn quiet? That sounds so zesty.
It's because your mama keeps messing with everything.
Like everybody was burping in my ear. Guess what? Now we can't hear you at all.
Dang, that's crazy.
Now nobody can hear us. Thanks, mama. You remember? Okay, we did push the button and everything. We got color bouncing up and down. We're not going to run like a no audio episode, right?
Mom, what does Google say?
She hasn't finished Googling. She got distracted by her fingers.
Kids who's dead.
What am I looking at?
Bruh.
How many 1980 what?
Turbo Trans Ams.
$5,700.
Okay, there were 5,700 made. Look up how many Firebirds were made.
Do you have your fingernail clippers on you?
I do not, Mama.
Just bite them. Nail. You can bite it.
Nasty. Don't encourage her to start biting her fingernails. She's already OCD enough.
So I do. I'm not OCD.
That's what's wrong with your brain.
Too much
fingernails up there.
Probably.
Your stomach full of fingernails?
No, spit them out. See?
It works.
I'm wondering what she's...
Well, you said Firebirds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the 1980 model year, out of all Pontiac Firebirds produced, 23,421 units were turbo Trans Ams.
23,000 is a lot.
I said Firebirds, just total number of Firebirds made in 1980. Who wants to do the Jeopardy music?
I never watched Jeopardy.
What is a Firebird?
107,340 Firebirds in total in the year 1980.
107,000 and 5,700 for Turbo Trans Ams.
That still seems like a lot to me.
Just look up 1980 Turbo Trans Am for sale. It's a rare car.
Just the frame, too.
She's going to be like, I'm tired of Googling. I think it's Google. Oh, dang it. I didn't mean to do that one. That one slipped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when I click shopping, it's showing me model cars.
That's why I don't click shopping.
How much is a model car?
$10 to $55.
That's not bad, guys.
I bet you it
doesn't just have me prices. This one says $34,995.
That's pocket change for a guy like me.
It's crazy. It's not pocket change for me.
$34,000 Monopoly dollars. You all right, love?
So I sell them both. We split them both.
All right. Let's do it.
I never played one.
I can't. I can't use Facebook Marketplace.
Me neither.
Use mine.
I got kicked off.
I don't use the tablet.
You don't want to use a tablet?
I am not answering a million questions. people ask, are the tires square?
Yeah.
I ain't got time for you. Okay? I ain't got time for you.
Someone asked if, you remember the rusty car out there?
Okay, cheapest one online is $14,500, and the most, but that's a 1974.
Can you meet us real fast?
Serious, someone asked Dad that.
Yeah, they were asking all types of stuff, and I was like, I ain't got time for you. Blocked. So the cheapest one's $14,000, but that's a 1974 model?
Yeah. I'm actually not finding any 1980 model. There's two 81s, and that is 21.5 and 39. But these are like, you know, in running order.
Yes, but you haven't found a single 1980 turbo yet.
That's correct. There's an 89.
Now, for the thing, okay? You ready? All Trans Ams are Firebirds. But not all Firebirds are Trans Ams. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You could pass an IQ test now.
Yeah.
You get anything above zero, you at least got a score.
I would love to take an IQ test.
Why?
Because I'd probably fail. I just want to know how stupid.
There is no failing an IQ test.
I think I could do that.
All Trans Am turbos? Turbos?
Turbos. No.
Firebirds?
No. I love turbos.
Me too.
Get him.
That's my turbo, guys.
I'm going to give me a turbo. Going to put me a little turbo on that car. Mm-hmm. Why you got to be... That is a tool to be used, not to be thrown at people.
I don't know. Malika hit me earlier.
Why y'all be throwing stuff in the shop?
Because it looks like a baseball field in here.
What? It does not look like a baseball field in here.
I don't know if Malika tossed me a ball and I had a baseball bat. I think I could make a home run.
Could you make a home run?
Shut the freak up.
Could you make a run home? Don't start that again. You all right, love? What's wrong? Foot. You can go in if you need to. We can have Allie step over there to your seat and Google for you. She's a Google master.
Or
she's working.
Like, I don't remember the toe thing hurting that bad. I think it's the bone.
Yes.
I don't think it's the toenail that's hurting you.
You're correct.
Yeah. Like,
the
look
nail
up,
feels weird.
Because when I got my surgery 2 days later, me and Dylan were running tractors.
Malika, your kneecap was also on the wrong end of your leg.
I said toe surgery.
No, but hang on. Your kneecap was also on the wrong end of your
leg,
and you were laying in the floor calmly looking at us.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a difference.
Your pain tolerance is higher than mine.
Yeah, they were all like, I would have been crying. I'm just like, that. He told me, the guy who did it, he was like, you're so chill. You just were like, Dad, come look at my knee. I yelled your name and you just weren't listening. I just kept yelling your name.
I was rolling, bro.
No, you weren't.
You were talking,
bro.
You were talking to Tim. I was like, Dad, you just didn't do anything. So I just kept saying your name. And then he like went and got your attention.
And then I was like, oh,
yeah,
snap.
Your son is injured.
They were all
come
like,
on. I mean it.
They were all
the
like,
problem is they were more nervous than I was. They were more nervous than he was.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was the comedic relief. Yeah, I looked at coach. I was like, I'm not going to make it Thursday.
He's cracking jokes so that all the other guys that aren't injured can call. It's like, I never understood that. Like, because there's a lot of people, like, we're literally in a jiu-jitsu gym, okay? The chances of injuries are high. Even if you're going slow, even if you're rolling slow, you're constantly putting each other in joint locks. You're slamming each other on the ground. Like, it's just, it's going to happen. But, like, everybody's like, oh, what an injury happened. It's like, we're here for fighting each other, essentially, you know? You try not to hurt each other, but it happens every now and then.
Take this off.
Yeah, but it's, like, that's supposed to be the bad days at class.
Oui, oui. I'm going to go get you a baguette.
Or I can be like that feeling when your butthole tickles because your best friend grabbed your thigh.
What?
You know, like a.
That's why Tasia doesn't have friends.
Like a weird, like one of these stashes.
She don't like it when her friends touch her thigh.
That's definitely what they want a guy with.
I don't either. I don't let friends touch my thigh.
That's definitely what a guy with a face with a beard like this would say.
That's a Fu Manchu. Who was it used to have a beard like that?
Hulk Hogan, right?
That's it. Good job, yeah. Dylan.
And he would, reminded me of.
And he would say that.
No, he would say, "I'm Hulk Hogan." And he'd die.
Yeah, like steroids.
No, he died of old age, bro.
Oh, my fault.
You died of steroids. Dylan, what's up, bro?
Didn't he have a dream?
I mean, one guy did. It was bad for him.
It really was.
He's like, "I got this dream." And everybody's like, "We don't like you dreaming, bro."
See, like, this is the problem. Everybody's like, "What's your dream?"
He had a heart attack.
You know what my dream is?
But what, he's in like 70s?
I think so.
What? It was this past year. He was...
Yeah, it was during
71.
Round, yeah. So, like, he was old.
What's your dream, Dylan?
I don't really have one.
You got one?
Like, dream? Like, for life? To end it as an example of what to follow, not what not to.
I want to be filthy, stinking rich. I don't care how.
He wants a bathroom he can play baseball in.
No, I don't. That's stupid. I want to make a difference, and I want to be filthy rich.
And we'll all stay skinny because we just won't eat. But Malachi will be like, we'll all stay fat because all we do is eat.
No, but I'm telling you, I just want to be filthy rich.
Well, depending on where you're at right now, the cash in my wallet, which is not much, I promise you, I could go to certain countries and I'd be loaded.
Well, I don't want to do that. Right here. I'm going to be in America.
Right here, right now, filthy, stinking rich.
In certain countries, I'd be filthy rich in certain countries.
Dude, with what you probably have in the bank right now, there's a few places you could go and live the rest of your life with a 5-bedroom house and servants.
Hey, let's go.
You just got to worry about getting stabbed.
I don't get stabbed.
And touched.
I'm touched. Why am I getting touched?
It's part of the deal, Dylan.
It's part of the deal.
You want to be filthy, stinking rich? You got to get touched.
And your stories, for real.
Stop.
No, it doesn't work for men like that.
What? I know.
Getting touched.
I know. Like, if I could put videos online of myself and I make millions, you darn right I would. Like, there's a lot. Like, I like morality, and I try to keep my morality. But if you're like, I'll give you $100,000 a month, just do things online, I'd be like, okay.
But it's like, you don't have to do with anybody. Or like girls will just go on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they make so much money. It's crazy.
It's retarded. And there's most of them. I don't know how they do with it, but I've seen a few articles of girls that did it and then invested the money and like actually started legitimate things. And it's like, I kind of don't agree with how you got your money to start. It's kind of like the drug dealers. Like, there's a lot of businesses that start with illegitimate money, but they go legitimate. They use that money that they make, you know, illegally to like really start a business and do good for themselves. I don't mind that.
That's terrible.
All right.
Dang it.
Where's the trash can?
You didn't warn me.
I can't see it. So
there is no trash can.
I can see it.
All right, go.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't see that.
Now you try to hit the trash can.
I didn't even see it.
It's behind the dinosaur. That was way off. Dude, we just spent, how long? We spent 9 hours cleaning the shop, right?
I thought it was 6 or 7.
Yeah, but we just spent 6 or 7 hours cleaning this daggum shop, and you just threw trash in the floor.
I'll pick it up.
No, you won't.
Or I'll make Malachi pick it up.
Malachi, pick it up for you. Right after he gets done touching your thigh.
No, I really need money for real. Y'all feel me? It's hard to be a
bro. I am not going to feel you.
That's not what that means. Does this mic make me look tough?
No.
No. Makes you look retarded. All right, I got to quit playing with this. I'm going to tear it up.
Just want to be a big rock star.
I'll give you one. You want one of my twisty things?
I wanted two because I got an idea.
You got an idea? What are we doing? Is this like balloon animals? Make me a giraffe.
Drug company.
It's not where I was going to go, but.
What was the first song that Nickelback put out?
The
Nickelback?
that Nickelback put out. They I did not suck. Say the
I like,
Nickelback.
I don't really like Nickelback.
Though. I like some of their songs.
I like Photograph ain't bad, but it, I do not, don't listen to it really.
What's the song I like?
Something to Remind You. This is how.
No, the one where they're in the backyard
remind me
doing
of
stuff.
What I really am. It's not like you. Say sorry. Well, it's waiting on a different story.
We're not going to show that on the podcast.
Oh, of course that's the idea he had.
I saw two and I was like, yeah.
I saw two and I thought I
it
can.
It says the first radio release was Fly.
Fly?
I don't even remember Fly.
The heck is that?
I don't know.
I would say play it, but I don't know if it'll come through our headphones. Yeah, we're going to look this up. I don't know this song.
I got you, Cole.
Like, if you say fly, I think of that one by Sugar Ray.
Yeah. I just want to fly.
I just want to fly.
Then later on down it says, how
just
you remind
fly?
Me. Just says fly. F-L-Y.
Don't beat me to it because I don't know how to spell Nickelback. The mics are so quiet.
You don't sound
I don't
bad.
Know that.
That's not terrible. What's the song that I like where they're in the backyard?
That's like after they stopped being famous and they went country.
That was not country.
Yeah, I think it is.
The beginning of the video, they're having a big party, and so the one guy organized the party sends them to get a band, and they show back up with Nickelback. He's like, Nickelback? Seriously? That's what you got me? And then I ask, screw it, get in there and play some songs. I like the music video. They're making fun of themselves in the beginning.
This afternoon.
That's one of my favorite songs.
I said
of
Nickelback country songs, and that's the first one that came up.
That is not a country
yes,
song.
It
Look
is.
Up This Afternoon, Dylan. What? Order in the court? Or is it dinner time?
Bring it home, John B.
There we
that
go.
That is country. Tell me that's not country.
I'd say it's a split of both.
You're a split of both.
Yeah, it's Nickelback does country.
The instruments sound like country, but his voice sounds like
his voice sounds like Nickelback.
Did you know?
Because we all just want to be big rock star.
That I don't care what station you're on, what genre of music you're playing. What's that stupid app y'all use?
Spotify.
I think that's what Adam uses too.
No, it's not. He uses Pandora.
It doesn't matter.
Ew.
But I don't care what genre I'm, eventually you're going to hear a Jelly Roll song.
I've never heard a Jelly Roll song.
Only Adam. It's only Adam. It doesn't matter what.
I've never heard Jelly Roll on any
Me either.
Of my Spotify stations.
For some reason, his algorithm on Pandora, doesn't matter what playlist he plays, Jelly Roll plays. The Jim Croce playlist, Jelly Roll. What?
How?
One Jelly Roll song in 3 days, okay?
I don't like Jelly Roll.
He must really like Jelly
He does,
Roll.
I guess.
He plays them all the time.
Sometimes you go over there and like all the music that plays is
but
awesome.
If it's Pandora.
But then sometimes
weird.
He's playing
like it was always
retro
weird to me.
Pop, and it's like, Adam, what are we doing?
He don't care. He doesn't listen to it anyways.
He just likes it.
He did really like your Jim Croce station.
He's autistic.
It stayed on Jim Croce for like 2 weeks.
He's autistic.
There's nothing wrong with being autistic.
Wait.
Stop.
I can't do it because these are like too close together.
All that time, I'm like, don't be beating on the table, Malachi. It messes up the microphone. Don't beat the table, son. That's stupid.
You just beat the table.
Shut up, damn.
I don't beat the table. I beat on the table.
Better than beating off the table.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry. Me and Malachi were actually working together today, and then we had a new kid with us, and we had Adam, and we was all roasting each other. It was a good day. What'd you think about that concrete mixer?
Pretty cool. Oh, still don't beat, a nice 5 gallon bucket, but it's pretty cool.
Dude, we poured, 30 bags in an hour?
So he said he bought 30 bags and we had 4 bags left. So technically...
We poured 26 bags.
Well, no, we had 3 left, actually.
Okay, so we poured 27 bags. Do you want to keep adding numbers? I can keep adding and subtracting. Don't ask me to do
multiple. 4,000 minus 12,000
is negative 8,000.
Plus 1,612,636.
Yeah, that's
1,612,636.
Son of a gun. If I could write it down where I could look at it, I could do it, but not right now. Why you gotta be a jerk?
Because you said you could keep going.
It's like you're a Cunningham or something.
It's just like that.
I was talking with Allie the other day, right? I was like, anyone who hires us is genuinely hiring the best employee they will ever get.
Any of us.
Maybe not you, but me, Angel, Allie, Curie, maybe not Curie, Tess.
That's because I trained you guys. Well, yeah, I'm the one that taught you how to work.
But like, you're not even employed, so it's not like a good argument, you know?
I make money.
But you're not employed.
I am. Well, no, I guess I technically ain't.
You're not, but that's okay.
So
I still make money, though.
How do you do that? I don't know.
It's not illegal. Just in case anybody wants to know, I make all of my money legitimately.
He sells drugs.
And I count it on my taxes. No, I am not a pharmaceutical entrepreneur.
I am. I want to be. I think that'd be cool.
The game ain't what it used to be.
I could make the game.
Everybody's all stupid.
You know what, Malachi? You know how you asked what my dream was? My dream is to be...
Please don't say Scarface.
A drug dealer.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Dream better.
Dude, become one
of them. That's good.
Hey, become one of them pharmaceutical reps.
Yeah.
Travels around in his little nice suit.
Or
he goes in the
pharmacist.
Doctor's office. And that's stupid.
I mean, they make a lot of money.
Yeah,
and it's low stress, supposedly.
Bullshit.
That's what Google says.
Go talk to the pharmacist at CVS and ask them if it's low stress.
Wait, don't they have to put it together and stuff?
I want
to
grow.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty scary. Like, you accidentally put the wrong thing.
Well, that's why you pay attention to
what
you're doing.
Killing old grandma because you gave her fentanyl. Like, that would be crazy.
What if she needed fentanyl?
Did she give me $12,000 for it? Then okay. Not my problem.
$12,000? How much fentanyl?
A lot.
Find out how many pounds of fentanyl $12,000 would buy. Why is there stuff flying everywhere? You just hit the microphone.
I did.
Don't be hitting my computer.
In my ear on purpose and making eye contact while he does it.
Prove it.
You were there. You know.
It's probably
what am I looking up, Bluff?
It's probably on camera. I forgot.
Oh. Okay,
so $12,000. How many pounds is $12,000 of fentanyl? Probably 2 ounces.
Only two.
Fentanyl is expensive.
Last time I was on fentanyl, it didn't really do anything for me.
I've only ever been on it.
It's not that. Ask Malachi about it.
It made him so angry.
No, that was the morphine.
No, it was the fentanyl. He got all pissy because they gave it to him in the ambulance, and then
no, I was fine in the ambulance. I was chilling.
He was pissy
maybe
when
was
he got
coming
around
down
us.
Off of the fentanyl? I don't know, but he was pissy.
I like morphine. Morphine.
I mean, it's not like his kneecap was, taking a walkabout.
I would take morphine on a daily.
It's not really that good. It doesn't do anything to you. It might you, but it doesn't do anything for me.
Good stuff for me. I'm sick.
It makes you sick?
Well, that's only
Did you say 1,200?
12,000.
12,000.
Because my doctor was like, are you still hurting after already feeling, giving me some? And I was like, yeah, I'm still hurting. He gave me more. And I was like, oh my gosh, this was terrible.
Hey,
it varies widely.
I figured out why Dylan wanted to throw up last episode.
Why?
Because you're getting vitamins on an empty stomach.
Well, quit being stupid.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You told me to take it in the morning.
I take them on an empty stomach. It doesn't bother me.
I took them the other morning and I threw up.
Do not ever
take vitamins on an empty stomach. It messes with your stomach acidity.
I take them on an empty stomach. It don't bother me.
You have a weird stomach.
Yeah, I do got a weird stomach.
It was like rough.
I looked at it once. I was like, what are you doing on the outside of my body?
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. It made me really sick.
So how many pounds will that get him?
Her. Because we're selling it to a grandma.
Oh, God.
No, we're not.
That's what Malachi said.
No, grandma got glaucoma. She can't get weed. She needs her fentanyl.
If you're making pharmacy and you accidentally give granny.
Yes.
Don't accidentally give granny fentanyl.
Look, as long as she gives me $12,000.
You're not getting $12,000. It's a pharmacy.
I don't care.
Insurance pays you.
The back door of the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Dylan.
You seen that gas station over
this
on 41?
This is how you get fired.
They
know when they're going to catch you, and they're going to have a whole recording of you saying, I'm selling the drugs out of the back door.
But it's not going
to say I'll sell it out of the back door.
But
over
they're going to be going to all the pharmacies looking for this guy selling drugs out the back door, and you don't even work at a freaking pharmacy.
No.
So anyways, how many pounds will that get us?
It does not say. It does not teach you how to be a drug dealer on Google.
DARE did.
You sure?
Yeah.
Y'all never understood. Y'all never
does
had the DARE program, did you?
Could be as much as 2.2 pounds.
Okay, yeah.
Hey. I'm giving the grandma 2.2 pounds.
Okay, so 2.2 pounds on a wholesale, and then you got to split it up, right? You know, so.
I even give her a
But
deal.
See, that's where you get caught, Dylan. You can't be splitting it up. You don't do small transactions. You get only big transactions.
So
the guy on the street corner is the one that goes in jail.
Yeah. Why aren't we teaching this? We're talking
Listen,
about this.
Listen, I was raised on DARE, okay?
Okay.
I know that you are supposed to dare people to do drugs.
And I'm daring people to make and sell drugs.
The DARE program. The DARE program was to teach kids about drugs, right? But they went into the schools, and instead of being like, don't do drugs, they were like, don't do drugs. But here are what all the drugs look like.
DARE to be different.
Look it up. It's got an acronym. But basically, the whole program was a big farce for a guy to make money and do surveillance in schools, basically, is what happened. I was watching a big documentary the other day. But
like he was recording you guys?
No. It's to get the cops in the schools.
Drug abuse resistance education.
Right. But the whole program, before they even started it, the group they got the program from basically said, this actually causes kids to do more drugs. Because they go in there. That's like when they get on the news and they're like, you can smoke banana peels. Here's what the kids are doing. Here's how they're doing it. Don't do it, kids. And kids are like, I can get high off bananas.
You can? I'm about to look this
You up. See? It's the same as that Saturday Night Live episode where the guy's like, don't go to the van. And they're like, wait a minute, the van's got candy? I'm starting to see vans in a whole new light.
But the thing was, dare to resist drugs and violence.
I don't remember the and violent part.
They
never taught us not to be
Google
violent.
That's what Google says.
Wow.
How much fentanyl does it take to kill a person?
Depends on
Dylan,
the person.
Dylan, too many fentanyl questions. We're moving on.
I'm just wondering.
It depends on the person, and it depends on how they get it in contact.
Depends.
Like, this is true.
There's some cops that have died from sniffing it too much. And it also
Benadryl
depends on,
puts me out. Yeah. Benadryl does not affect
She takes like
husband.
A full adult Benadryl, and she's going to be drooling on the floor. Like,
I'm
going to
be conscious, unconscious.
Can you hear that?
Yes. Please stop. That's so wrong. Andrew, take him to the doctor.
No, why?
Because he needs
the
mental
health. The
last
time we took him to the doctor for his wrist, he was like, I sat in this emergency room for 3 hours for nothing, you little douche.
I didn't say that part.
You were like,
no,
you're about to cuss me out.
You were roasting him. You were like, little sissy Malachi, little hurt wrist.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I made him feel bad, but I wasn't that mean.
You've been beating off tables. You might not have hurt wrist.
Please stop.
No, I'm beating on tables, remember?
Oh. So are you dancing on the tables?
Sorry, I'm beating off on tables.
You want to hear a good granddaddy story?
No.
Why not?
I think I know what story you're telling.
Are you going to tell the one that you go blind?
No.
Oh.
No. So we all go to Toots, right?
Ooh.
And this is one of the first times I've ever been to Toots.
Good.
I've never been to Toots before, but he's dating this woman. This is after Mama died, obviously.
That's the one I know?
No.
No. That's, she's awesome. But he's dating this woman, and she's like, well, let's go to Toots. So we all go to Toots, and it's me, it's Daddy, it's her. I think she had a kid, but I can't remember if it's male or female, I think. But they were with us, right? And he's going on a first date with this woman, all family together. And then he stops one of the waitresses and goes, hey. You don't still dance on the countertops when you're asked to? She's like, sir, we can't do that anymore. And he's like, why not? They're like, it's something about the insurance.
It's
like
a health code violation.
They used to like get up on the countertops and dance
on the
and
bar
everything. They got
top.
Shoes on. They serve alcohol on the bar.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what you do with alcohol?
What do your shoes step through?
I don't care.
Well, Vietnam.
That's why.
Good morning.
Vietnam.
I'm just saying. If you think about it, actually, it's pretty gross. Dudes.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
What?
Mom, you remember?
Yeah.
Like you went to Toots for
that? Mama's dream job was to be a Toots girl.
I was going to be a Toots girl. I was going to dance on that bar top.
And she wanted to dance on that bar top.
They just made it not legal.
If I had to marry
your
mama,
I was going to work my way through college that way.
She'd have made her millions online.
No, I wouldn't have.
It's because that was before the online millions.
Exactly. We're too old for that.
I'm not. I'm going to start a dad bod strip club.
You go right ahead.
The one that I was researching, they were making a killing.
You researched it because you are a lonely soul.
Listen, them women in there paying a bunch of money to see fat guys jiggle. I'll jiggle for money you can't touch, but by God, throw $100 bills on the table. If I come home and said I danced naked in front of a bunch of women, none of them touched me, but I made $5,000 on a Friday night, you'd be like, all right, do it again. Put your kilt on, do cartwheels. No, you don't have to wear underwear. You would not care. Look at you. You know I'm right. If I said you can come home from work because I'm a stripper.
This is weirder than the fentanyl questions.
Hey. I can afford fentanyl. No. See, look at her. She's thinking, yeah, maybe I should start that. You could be the madam.
I don't want to be your madam. That is morally.
I mean, you were my legal guardian.
Opposed to this.
For 10 months. You were my legal guardian.
I am a
guardian.
Cougar.
Mm-hmm.
10 months of the year.
Dadgum cradle robber.
Stop.
She come in there and said, let me give him his bottle.
That is disgusting. And no, I didn't. Malachi, Dylan, talk. Talk about fentanyl again.
Real fast, Malachi. Shut the freak up, Malachi. I got a question.
Guys, yesterday we were playing video games, and Dylan literally was selling the bag. I was trying to take someone back, and he couldn't beat, like, these weak little bots.
I kept on missing my shots.
And he literally crashed out on me.
When did I crash?
He was like, shut the freak up, Malachi.
You told Malachi to shut up?
He said, you need to shut the freak up, bro, or something like that.
Why would you tell Malachi to shut up?
He's over there like, hey, even though I'm like, you know, texting.
I told him to lock in.
Someone.
Who are you texting? What's
Mary.
Her name?
Yeah, Mary. He was, not me.
No, I was asking him. Who's he texting?
I'm not texting no one.
Dylan texts. Texting my girlfriend.
I don't.
And
I even have.
Dylan thinks text people. Video games are more important than that.
That's because he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Lonely. And I was like. He was like.
Malachi could introduce you to some tables.
Dad, give me that pod.
Which one? The good one? Yeah, there's the good one.
Does this look tough? Is your mouth clean?
Is your mouth clean?
No, I like to check chickens for salmonella.
He frequently blows his nose, and I have to say, hey, you got something in your mustache.
If I wipe this out, it's like going to mess it up.
No. Why are you wiping out that part, though? Your mouth goes on the other part, you retard.
See how dirty.
Show,
I done cleaned it up.
Show us how to smoke a pot.
How to smoke a pipe?
That smells good.
Dude, I'm telling you, pipe tobacco is where it's at.
That smells good.
You want Tennessee sunset?
We are not having our son
310
smoke.
House?
I didn't say me. Dad's going to show us how, though.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
And Dylan's 21.
And I could do the other one. Because that smells good.
What are you supposed to put it in your
you
teeth
have
or just
12
your
12 more minutes.
Just in your lips? No, we have 12 more minutes until you're saying that we need to be done. If we get rolling, we'll be here all night. We'll have the episodes till next July.
Show Dylan how to light that pipe.
No, I'm not smoking that pipe. I'm smoking my pipe. Because that one's seasoned.
That one's seasoned?
Yeah.
This one smells really good.
It's because it's been seasoned.
Dude, smell
it. I got to readjust my pants. Sorry.
That smells really good.
That does smell pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mom, do you not think it smells good?
I 100% prefer pipe smoking to cigarette smoking. Yes.
Da, 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 da.
I mean,
da, da, da. That smells really good. Da, da, da.
Now, I'm not all professional with it. Like, my buddy Luke, But like pack a pipe with perfection.
He's about to just shove.
Yeah, that's what you do. You just kind of.
You didn't even put the thing in there.
What thing?
Don't you have to like put a wick in there or whatever?
Here
you
what go. In the
a wick?
How what? Do you? Sure. I thought wick. You had to put those string things in it. You got over there.
No, that's how you clean it.
Oh my fuck.
That's why they're called. Hang on. Would you, Malachi? I know you can't hardly read. Would you read the bag?
Pipe cancer. Oh,
pipe
gosh.
Cancer.
Jeez.
Pipe cancer. The hardest part about smoking a pipe is
they
getting,
take forever.
Well, they take forever to smoke.
Well, because you're putting a lot in there. That's why.
Well, I mean, that's what you got to do.
Pretty sure you can do it.
Yeah, about, you can probably do a little.
You want it to be just a little spongy. We're going to tamp it down a little, right?
That's what that thing is?
Then we're going to take this little thing right here. Hey, look. I'm going to put a hole right in the middle. Going all the way down. That way the air gets through, right? Then I'm going to kind of pack it a little more and test it.
I just look tough, Loki.
I'm going to put a little on. Dude, I love, if I had, I like tobacco, okay? But the problem is, it takes so long. To.
No, that's ASMR. ASMR.
It smells good. I can smell it over here. All
right, Dylan, your turn. You got to figure it out.
There we go.
I'm too far away. I can't smell it. Now I'm mad. It
smells pretty good.
Pipe tobacco does smell so good. It's aged different. It's cured different. It's a different strand.
You have to relight it every time? Or you just got to get it going good?
Once you get it going good, you don't. That was my crotch. I don't need burns in that. So, anyways, yeah. And then, if I had a cool hat to put on, like one of them little, what's that douchebag solve crimes? Had a partner that was better than he was. But Sherlock Holmes. Everybody's like, oh, Sherlock's all smart. Dude, his little sidekick, that's where he's at.
Watson.
You're not holding that pipe, right? If you're going to be like them, you're like.
Well, I don't have one of the. Are you looking up Sherlock Holmes now?
I know who Sherlock Holmes is.
You can see his hat.
Yeah, he has just like a.
That's a stupid hat, by the way.
I know what Sherlock's on.
So who's the best Sherlock, is in y'all's opinion? I've only seen the one with Robert Downey Jr. So.
I can't remember any others.
I've never seen any of them.
We watched a couple of the episodes with Benadryl Cucumber.
Benedict?
Uh-huh. If you say typically any long word that starts with a B and any long word that starts with a C afterwards, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, people get the hint.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's that a hole for?
I don't know.
Was that our old mic stand?
Yes. That was one of the old mic stands. We need to build us a new table.
Go ahead.
I can bring some pallets from work.
Build us a pallet table?
I can take as many as I want to.
Dude, we may do that.
How many you want?
How many you think it'd take build a
table? 1,400.
Okay, so probably let's do like, if you want a decent sized table, I'd probably do either one.
Are they good pallets though? Are they broken?
No, pretty good.
Okay. Because like,
there's probably a few that are broken, but most.
Well, we're going to strip
good.
The boards off of them.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. So, yeah, I'm talking about like how many of them, like don't grab one with like broken boards.
Yeah.
Because we want to make the table out of those.
Hmm. The broken ones?
No, the non-broken.
We want to make the table out of the broken boards.
I can fill up my truck because I got to bring some home soon.
You can fill up your truck? Mm-hmm. I don't know how you filling your truck up with gas is going to help us make a table.
You'd be surprised.
Got to get the supplies here, I guess. But my question is, like, if we make a new table, do we want to do this type design again? Do we want to make it like a circle? Like, I would like to make the studio nicer.
We all need our own little desks, like school children. Like, I'm over here.
So you got your own little cubicle area. He's got his own little cubicle. We'll put blinders up.
No, no. We're not segregating. We're all the same gender.
Your mama.
I am not the same
Well,
gender.
Okay, we did this Sunday school class one time. Or no, Life Points, right? And we decided to segregate, right? We did a month study, like where the, you know, the guy teachers took the guys and the women took the women, you know. That way, you know, you could teach, you know, their testimony and stuff, you know. That was the best Life Points class of all time. It was absolutely a blast. Double A Karen, that was the best. Segregation is the way.
Is it called segregation when you separate the girls from the boys?
I don't think so.
Because segregation, son, is when you separate people by color.
Yeah. That was like
so. 19, you know what? What I'm saying is I don't give a piss. It means the same dang thing. Gender and color are basically the same thing.
No, they're not.
Prove it.
All right. Segregation, the definition.
See what I got to do with.
Hey, you chose to be friends with him.
Sorry to regret those decisions.
The action or state of setting someone or something apart from others.
Okay, so I guess it would be segregation the whole way.
And who's correct? Everybody, hold your applause.
I don't think not a single soul is going to applaud you. Can you stop?
What is your problem? You're worse than a fat kid on a slingshot.
Why
ride.
Did you light a cigarette?
Because I wanted to.
Okay, you so missed. Further.
No, I'll finish that.
Segregation is the action out. Of separating people, historically, on what the basis is? Of race or gender.
Oh, but there's only two genders.
Well, yeah.
Clocking.
What was that?
What is your deal? We going I'm gonna have to.
What the heck was that?
Allie, I can't see his face anymore.
Allie, have you got his girl's number? Okay, we're gonna have to text her. We're gonna be like, we think he's on fentanyl.
I did not sell it to him, by the way. Let's make that clear right now.
Bro, how do y'all know what clock?
Oh yeah, forgot about this.
Well, clocking is what the cop does.
Okay.
You know, I've got 5 kids. I'm about sick of women.
I want my baby back.
What? Clocking is what?
I can't.
We can't read. We're illiterate.
No. Look up the, like, what's that website?
Urban Dictionary? No, yeah, let's do some Urban Dictionary readings.
Is that Urban Dictionary. Yeah, that's what I was saying. No, I need one of those in my thing.
Well, what?
Now we got to look up.
Sell drugs mostly used for crack dealers?
No.
Clocking?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
When you try to get someone to notice a cute or attractive person?
No.
When you wake up before your partner?
No.
And yeah, okay. I'm not going to finish that one. Accusing someone of something you know they did.
No.
That's clocking spelled C-U-T-A. Okay.
Clocking, guys, is like...
To notice, recognize, or call out something obvious?
Yeah, kind of. It's like that. Okay. Or like...
A hidden truth?
Yeah, or like... Someone's real motive? Like a round of applause. People
often
do
with
this.
A sassy acknowledgement.
I think it's kind of stupid.
This...
So, hang on. Wait a minute. So, basically, you were worse than our high school teacher that would give you the answer and want the question.
No. So, look. Hang on. So, like...
Because he said, this is what it means. No, it has 15 definitions.
When we were doing SRTLC Planning Committee...
English language sucks
instead
sometimes.
Instead of clapping, the one of the teenage girls there wanted to, you know, clock it.
Y'all all did, you know, the golf clap?
Clock it. You know, me personally, I like a good round of applause. I have a crisp clap, you know?
Unless you're like trying. Unless you fell down the stairs and everybody just claps instead of coming and checking on you.
No, I'd be like clocking. No, it's like some stupid thing. But it's like,
did we have this much stupid slang when we were kids? I don't remember having slang.
Well, that's okay, stupid
there,
slang.
There was stupid slang, but I feel like it has grown. But y'all didn't and it think is it was stupider stupid. With each generation.
Y'all didn't think it was stupid because y'all were
like the only one were, I really remember is still kids. Fat.
Fat.
Yeah.
Pretty hot and tempting. Yeah.
PHAT.
That's a compliment now.
Well, it was then, sort of, if you spelt it with a PH.
Yeah. So when Malachi was little, he'd run around looking at women and be like, you're fat.
But he didn't mean pretty hot and tempting. He just meant that's cool. Fat. You're cool because you have a fat head like me. Is what, yeah.
So I'm at the gym, right?
Okay.
There's this new guy there from Ukraine. Really cool dude.
Okay.
But he's walking by, and I look past him to Malachi, and I go, hey, fat head. And he turns and looks at me and goes, yes. And I'm like, bro, not you. I'm sorry. That's my son's nickname. He was like, oh, okay. That dude's stout, too. I'm like, please don't whoop my ass, man.
Does he have a fat head?
No.
Oh.
He's one of those, like, just dudes, you know?
So his head is fat.
He'll give Thunder Thighs a run for his money.
He has a fat head, but it is proportionate to his body.
No, his head's not fat.
So this is Christmas.
I don't understand. How can you be a great big guy and have a great big body?
I wasn't saying great big. I was saying he's just, like, you can tell he's strong. Solid.
He's strong. He's just stout.
Okay.
He's like got muscles.
He stood
but he's
up,
not tall.
He stood up off the
thick.
Ground the other day holding another person.
I do that.
And like, Thunder Thighs does that.
Well, no, hang on. Coach jumped up to like, because he thought he was fixing to slam him because he used to do like judo and wrestling. And then he like slowly maneuvered him around and like just cradled him and went back to the ground like it was nothing. And Coach was like, you got it, bro. Anybody from the gym that you could have on a podcast, who would you pick?
I don't know.
His mind just went completely blank.
I don't really know.
You think you didn't remember a single person?
No, I know them all. I don't know if I'd have any of them on the pod.
Hear me out. Dylan.
No, Dylan, stop coming.
No, stop coming.
He's gay.
Oh, dang.
Dylan's work changed.
I'm just still your gi, bro, for real.
Okay.
I need pants. what size is yours? A4?
I can't remember.
No, I think he got an A3. Be running around in capris.
You should just come back to the gym.
Do you hear me?
You should just come back to the gym. What time do you go into work? 9?
Like 8:30.
Oh. You wouldn't be able to. Well, you could.
He'd be stinking.
He smells bad when he gets off anyway.
This is true.
Yeah, but you don't want to go into work stinking.
He could.
I mean, he's gonna smell me. I'm like, no, not around.
He's the only one at work.
You're the only one at work.
Hey, if it's just you, off, I wish.
No, it's just like it's kind of just him in his area.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way most factories are.
And he eats. Remember what he told you about his lunch?
What lunch?
Or how you take your breaks in an office?
Oh yeah.
So he literally doesn't go around people.
Why not, Dylan?
People are stupid.
Factory. Who wants to hang out with factory workers?
Dude, I used to have a lot of fun at factory. Now, granted, there was one dude that I thought his name was Frankie, but apparently it was Rick. I only called him Frankie for 7 years.
Mom, were you throwing gang signs at Dad?
I like watching YouTube and videos instead of talking to people.
Yeah, but eventually you're going to have to like branch outside of the Cunninghams. Because, like, if you get to, like, you think acting normal around us is normal in public, you go in public and you act like you do around us, and people are like, whoa.
Why should I care?
Whoa.
Exactly.
People just need to grow up.
Maybe they need to upgrow.
Malachi, sorry. You need to shut up.
Malachi affected me.
And that's why I told him he needs to shut up.
Did you see Chester's new jacket? Or, sorry, Chester's brother's new jacket? He got the duds on today. Hey, Tasia.
I don't even notice a difference.
Yeah, it's not.
Look at what your son made.
What is that?
We don't know.
Actually, Dad made that. I just kind of liked
it. You know what I made earlier when Andrew saw it?
Number two.
What did you make?
We're not going to repeat it. We'll say it later.
I figured I knew what it is.
What is it, Alec?
It's okay. I'll tell you when you're older.
Do I have one?
These look like Twizzlers.
No.
Mine don't come off.
Yes, it does. They all do.
He's going to break it.
They all do.
Y'all just flops right off. Mine is stuck. Why y'all be breaking my stands? We need a fourth stand, too.
Watch this. I'm about to, like, battering the sucker.
What are you looking up, Mama?
The resume site.
Oh.
Watch this. This is going to hit the shop. It didn't work. Let me batter in it again.
What are you doing?
We're hitting the shop door.
Bingo.
Damn.
That flew way better.
That thing sounded like it would hurt.
No, like I go grab it again. I want you to stand over there.
Well, I gotta pee. If I stand up, I'm gonna have to pee.
Fill it up.
I'm in the pod.
Sitting at the factory one time. Guy's backing up on his tow motor but not paying attention. I mean, he's doing like 12 mile an hour. And he hits one of the main support beams in the middle. Well, the concrete had sunk, so it was like really floating. Mm-hmm. And so it rang. Like the whole building became the bell. And he's sitting there like this. The supervisor and her line lead comes running from the other end of the factory with a Mountain Dew bottle. He's like, get off your tow motor. Fill it up. Right now. And he's like, I can't do that. And he's like, right now. Pee in this cup right now. And he's like, I don't know what to do. He's like, dude, I'm just messing with you. And he just walks off. Dude's name was, I can't remember his real name. We called him Pepper, though. He sat there for like 20 minutes like. I was like, dude, why don't you just pee in a cup? He's like, I can't pee in a cup in the middle of the factory. I'm like, why not? Boss told you to. Whip it out. He's like, I got in trouble. Not if the boss told you to.
This is true.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I've had plant managers come to me and be like, hey, I need this to happen, but I don't want nobody to know about it. Be like, all right.
I would have just said one thing. Don't be disappointed.
Well, my favorite was I had a plant manager come to me one time, and he was like, hey, I hear you're the guy that can get things done that aren't necessarily supposed to be done. And I'm like, where do you hear this from? And he's like, everybody. I was like, okay, I'm your man. What do you want? I thought, crap, I'm fixing to get in trouble. But no, he was like, no, I just need this, this, and this done. I'm like, got you, bro. I got you. That's the thing most people don't realize. If you work at a factory, a lot of people will play the factory politics with, like, the lower people. And I mean, like, not the lower people, I guess. But, you know, if you're not high paid and got power, there ain't no reason to politic with you. Tasia does all the factory politics now.
I do things like say, hey, guys, I need y'all to print this for me. Mm-hmm. And they say, heck no, we don't want to print that. And I say, yeah, that's too dang bad.
I just put the bosses off and go away.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
Yeah. No one believes you, bro. You're not nonchalant, bro.
Could be.
You're not tough, bro.
I could be.
You're not, though. You're too much of a pushover.
That's crazy. Hey, I haven't stayed over yet.
Yet.
I'm not going to.
Staying over or coming in early? Which would you prefer?
Coming in early.
Every time.
Absolutely.
They'd be like, you want to stay over this morning? No. No, I don't want to daggum stay over this morning. One of the first times I stayed over on day shift when I was at the marker factory, I look around, right? And there's this 12-year-old running a machine. She's like this high, right? A little bitty thing. And I go over there because I'm like, why has somebody brought their kid to work? And then I get up there, and it's a full-grown woman. I felt bad because I was fixing to fuss at her. I'd be like, listen, you need to get your tiny little 12-year-old butt out of my factory. It was a person. It was a full person, like a grown person. They were 12-year-olds
are people, too.
You remember the guy that bought my kegerator?
I do. I remember his tiny little lady that I wasn't sure if it was an adult or a child.
She was so small that, like, it would be like, I don't know about this guy. And then she'd get up close and you could see that, like, she was a little older. And he'd be like, okay.
But from a distance, she was like, yeah. Or his woman. It was odd.
I mean, that's usually odd.
I know. Well, like, I didn't know how to talk to her. Like, do I, like...
do I treat this person? No, I say, do you want a juice box? And say, yes, I want an adult juice box, which is a full bottle of juice.
Okay, well, yes.
When I walk around with my big juice box, everybody makes fun of me. But it's like, you see a kid, kid's this big, gets juice box this big, right? Matches a kid. I am this big, which means my juice box should be bigger.
I would love if someone offered me a juice box.
A full-size juice box or a kid-size juice box?
You want
box?
An adult that's juice box? Really. That's a box of wine.
Never had one.
No.
Let's do it.
No, you don't. It tastes like rubbing alcohol.
You don't like wine?
Not if you down it as fast as you can and then throw up eventually.
When have you had wine? I've never gave you wine.
Mama. Your grandma.
That sounds about right.
You mean you've never had wine? Oh, my gosh. You got to try this.
And then it's like... No, I didn't.
Wait a minute. Was it some that somebody had made?
No, somebody gave it. It was nasty.
It depends. There are some
remember
wines.
Remember her cake?
Was it white or red?
White.
Then that was corncob wine. And the person who gave it to her basically makes moonshine out of it.
No.
No, it was like a bottle.
It was
like
a bottle.
Legit bottle somebody gave
pretty
it
sure
to
Mitchell,
her.
She said Mitchell gave it to her.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like the white wines. I like the red wines. They're sweeter.
Tasted like nasty.
Is she licking my microphone?
No. I did use my face to move it, but I did not lick it.
Okay. Okay. I guess. All right. Well, you guys ready to wrap it up?
Yes.
Wrap it up.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Don't do any of that. I don't care.
We gained 3 subscribers and lost 2. Yeah.
Wait, we lost 2?
Yeah.
Screw those 2 people.
Why did we lose them?
And those 3, if you want fentanyl, hit me up.
we probably lose subscribers when they see a short that they like and they subscribe and then they go watch us and they're like, these dudes are crazy. I was watching this with my toddler. Don't do that.
Done?
I don't know.
Fentanyl.